This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterwards, she said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing over Taiwan's desire to be treated as an equal government and not a part of China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory. Taiwanese citizens said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport earlier this week. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and have called for an investigation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's president said today he expects the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. U.S. President Donald Trump said Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in his final days was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump identified one of the facilities on Fox News as the embassy in Baghdad. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.